Welcome to the Priced in Gold podcast. My name is Charles Baum. I'm the editor of the Priced in Gold website, and I'll be your host for this show. My plan is to produce a weekly podcast with comments on markets viewed from the point of view of pricing them in gold. My thesis is that if you price things in dollars or any other currency that's being inflated, you'll find that their price levels go up and up, even though they aren't actually any better value than they were in the past, because the currency is simply becoming worth less and less, and it takes more and more units to buy the same thing. With gold, you don't have that problem. Gold has been around for thousands of years. It's been money. And the same amount of gold, in many cases, buys about the same amount of stuff now as it did thousands of years ago. Of course, there's lots of wonderful things now that you couldn't get then. But the things you could get, clothes, food, and so forth, have held their values pretty much constant in gold. Currencies have come and gone, but gold remains. I'm not advocating that you keep all your money in gold. I think you can invest in things that are appreciating in value, even in terms of gold. That's certainly where you should have your money. But if you're not increasing the value of your investment in terms of pricing it in gold, then you may be fooling yourself, because it may simply be the depreciation of the currency you're measuring with that you're seeing, and not an actual increase in the value of your investments. So, taking that as a clue, this last week, the big news item was the Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed 13,000 and reached a new all-time high. What happens when you price the Dow Jones Industrial Average in gold? Well, the price level's around 600 grams to buy the stocks of the Dow. And it turns out that that's down about 50% from the high at the turn of the century. And if you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average over the last 10 years, price in gold, you'll see that the price level 10 years ago was also about 600. So really the Dow has gone nowhere in the last 10 years. It's actually gone up and then come back down, given up all those gains. And it's now about the same place it was 10 years ago. And it's down over 50% from its high. If you want to see what this chart looks like, go to pricedingold.com on the web. On the right-hand side, you'll see a charts area listing various commodities, currencies, and securities that I've put together charts priced in gold. And you'll see Dow Jones Industrial Average, and you can click on that and see some charts over the 10 years and more recently to get a close-up view of what's been happening to the Dow when you price it in gold. It turns out if you look at the S&P 500 or many other kind of indexes, they have a similar sort of pattern. I think the Dow has performed a little bit better than the S&P 500, but really not that different. And they all have this pattern that the devaluation of the dollar, which has been ongoing and has been accelerating recently, is largely responsible for the price increases that you see in those indexes. So don't be fooled. You want to be investing in things that are worth more gold next year than when you buy them this year. And if it's true that they're worth more gold, you can rest assured that you're investing wisely. That's all for this issue. Thanks very much for listening. I'd appreciate your comments either on the website or by email to me, editor@pricedingold.com. Until next week, this is Charles Baum for pricedingold.com. And may all your investments do better than gold.